Getting set up. If you would go ahead and turn on to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11. They ask a few of us to step in and do a short devotional to tie this over until the pastor can get back. So don't get settled in too tight. If you haven't done your Bible reading today, I'm going to help you out just a little bit. This happens to be a passage that I, in my daily Bible reading, I crossed this one 3 or 4 days ago, something like that. And when I did, it kind of clicked with me. There's a few things in there that kind of got my attention, so I got this opportunity. So soon thereafter, it was brought back to my remembrance. And so we're in Deuteronomy chapter 11, and Moses is nearing the end of his journey, and he's passing the word on, he's getting one more good discussion to let the Israelites know. Now, we've been through a lot, and here's the things we've been through, and here's the way that God has taken care, and if you'll just do this and you'll do that, God will take care and whatever. He's really trying to pass the word and make sure that when he leaves, because he knows his time is short, that when he leaves, he's left it in a good position. So, we're going to read verses 1 through 21. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments, always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. And what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day. It's a real nice history lesson, and Moses just walks right through it. And in case you forgot, here's what the deal was. And what he did unto you in the wilderness until ye came unto this place, and what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. It wasn't all good. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong, and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it. And that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, and I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside, and serve other gods, and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall you lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. And I'll stop there. It keeps on going, and it's really kind of pleasant to just listen to how Moses doesn't, you know, he doesn't dilly-dally and take a lot of side turns. He just marches through the big hitters, if you will, of his life, of what God has done. And so as I was reading through this, there was three, and going back over, there are three points that kind of catch my attention. First, they needed an experience. And so Moses says in verse 2, I'm not talking to your children who don't know. I'm talking to you who do. In verse 7, he says, but your eyes have seen. And so what I take from that is, you need an experience. There needs to have been something that has happened to you so that you have something to carry forth, to be able to proceed and serve God as you go forward. And Moses was saying, you know, I'm not picking on your children. You haven't necessarily seen all of this. They've seen the most recent things, but they didn't see what we did back in Egypt and how we got out of Egypt and all the way that God dealt with Pharaoh. You know, the children hadn't seen that. The parents had. And he said, so I'm talking to you parents, you know, okay? Now, and I don't want to get the wrong impression. In our church, the children know a lot of things too. I am speaking to you children, just as I'm speaking to your parents or any other adults in here. I am. But Moses was saying, you have had an experience, a special experience. They had been brought out of a mighty lot. They had been through the wars, they'd been through the troubles, and they'd been through the good parts, the good and the bad. But in all of it, they had seen that God had taken care. And so you needed an experience, and they had had one. And Moses points that back out to them. You've had the experience, you know. The second thing that I'd like to point out is, we need to acknowledge how special God has been, how special He is, and how special He will continue to be. But only if we serve Him. In verse 12, we see that it says that God is always watching. He would always be watching that land. He would always be paying attention because the Israelites were His chosen people. But understand, He's watching us just like He's watching Israel. He's watching us continually. And it's not not in a bad way. He's not looking to watching us so that He can catch us. He's watching us so He can help us. Well, maybe I would say it differently. Maybe He is watching us so He can catch us, but not in the way that you think. Not catching you to get you in trouble, to catch you when you fall. Because we're going to run into some difficulties. If you live, you're going to have some difficulties. That's the way it goes. However, God is watching so He can catch. And He'll pick you up, or He'll hold you up, or sometimes He'll just take you and carry you across. Say, you know, this is too big. You can't make it by yourself. So I guess what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to pick you up, I'm going to put you on my shoulder, and I'm going to walk you across. Others, He's not going to do that. He's going to say, you've got a good enough foundation. You can handle this if you'll just hang tight. Now, He's watching, and He's right there. It's sort of like, you know, you're going through the dark, and He's got the night vision glasses. He can see where we are, even if we don't know where we are. But He's watching, and He cares, because He intends, at the end of the day, we're going to be on the other side. And so, we first need an experience, and then we need to acknowledge just how important it is. And in verse 18, in verse 18 it says, lay these words in your heart and your soul, and bind them for signs upon your hand. In other words, remember, don't forget. These are big things that God has done for you, and don't forget what He's done and what He wants to do. And then finally, the last thing that I saw in there is in verse 19, it says, teach your children. And where does it say teach them? Basically, I'll just translate it for you. Everywhere and all the time. I mean, you don't leave out much of anything. in the house, out of the house, at the doorpost, whatever. I want it to be everywhere your children come, whatever they come across, they will see God and what He has done and what He wants to, what He will continue to do. And so, yes, we certainly need to do that. We need to have an experience, and then we need to pass it on to our children. But I want to expand it a little bit farther than that. Basically, I translate it to, there's a song, this old 1990s song by the Kingsmen Quartet, says, "Go and tell somebody." And I would say, that's what God is saying. He's saying, now go tell somebody. Share it with somebody. In their case, He wanted to share it with their children. But bottom line is, share with somebody. How is the others going to know unless you share it with them? The children wouldn't know unless the parents told. For us, it's the same way. Our children won't know unless we tell them. But neither will our friends at work, or those in the marketplace, or wherever we happen to be. If we don't tell them, how are they supposed to know? And so go and tell somebody. And so, basically, I looked here and I see, as Christians, we certainly have an experience. Okay? Just like the Israelites, they had an experience of how they had come out of Egypt and all that they'd been through the wilderness, whatever. We have an experience. If we're Christians, we have salvation. We have many other experiences. Anyone who's heard Dad recently has heard of my healing. But I view my healing as His experience. Okay, I got to bend, but don't get me wrong, not putting that down. But it wasn't my experience. I wasn't the one who prayed for that. I wasn't the one who, I was too young. I didn't know. Okay, but I have some of my own experiences, some things that have happened to me in the last month that I prayed, and I needed help. And I needed help right now. I didn't need help in another 5 minutes. I needed help right now. And He came through. So that's my experience. That's one of my experiences. I've got a bunch of them. You've got a bunch of experiences. I've seen some of your experiences. Some of them you've told me about, and some of them I've just seen. Because I can watch. I got eyes. I can see. And I can see how God is moving in your life and how some things are changing for the better and how, your outlook is improving or whatever. I can see that. I can also see that some are going through some difficulties. I know that Sister Drina is really fighting a battle right now with this eyesight thing. It's not trivial at all. But she has some experiences, many experiences, to look back on. If God helped through those experiences, He's the same God. Okay, so we need to do that second part, is we need to acknowledge all that He has done. And He's the same God, and He has no intention of giving up now. He's not going to quit. He's going to keep on going. And finally, we need to share with somebody. In John, the last verse of John, chapter 21, verse 25, says, basically, if we were to write everything down of all of our experiences that God, where God has blessed us, the world couldn't contain it. And we know that's true. And then there's one last one that I would close with. When I'm trying to grasp how good God is and how much He cares, my favorite, I think, scripture is in John chapter 17, where basically Jesus talks about how He prayed for His disciples. And if you read that, you come to realize, and He's not treating them special. And He's praying for me. And He's praying for you. And we have something wonderful to share. Let's share it with others.